Okay, we'll get now more closer to Eliyahu HaNavi's Klola, which we began the last couple of days to discuss, the Klola of the rain, where Achav HaMelech, Achav HaRosha, questions Eliyahu HaNavi, how could it be that the reason why Chiyo was punished is because he went against Yeshua ben Nun, and here he went against Moshe Rabbeinu. And he worshipped Avodah Zarah. And the Yerushalmi says many people worshipped Avodah Zarah. And still, the rain was going. So Eliyahu HaNavi makes the Shvuah, and now the rain stops. So the question we were dealing with was, why did Hashem delay the process? Why did Hashem delay the process till now? L'chayra Achav had a good taina. Why Taka was it raining? What's Taka Pshat? So we went through an elaborate discussion yesterday about tefillah and amidah and what's the kapara of tefillah, and you have to ask. You have to know you need the Rabbanu Shlomo. The Gemara says in Tainus, Gimel mavteichus biyodim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys that are in the hands of Hashem. Ve'einom nimsorim l'shlich. These three keys are not given to a shlich. They're never given over to a messenger, these keys. The Medrash and the Gemara says, one is the Mafteach of Geshamim, Mafteach of Tzchis HaMeisim, and the Mafteach Chaya, Mafteach of a woman having a child. Those three keys are the Yod of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are only in the hands of Hashem. It's a Shaila and Seda, which one comes first, which one comes second. Those are the three Mafteches that are only in the hands of Hashem. Grada Chofetz Chaim has a beautiful pshat. Why dafka these three things? Why did Hashem take these three things and not give it in the hands of a malach? So Chofetz Chaim, Zatzal said a great idea. He said, first of all, we know that when there's a kitrug, when there's a kitrug on Klal Yisrael, on anybody, a malach has no understanding of somebody not listening to Hashem. Because a malach's essence is a shliach. A malach does navigate Zahara. A malach is a malach. That's all. Everything is black and white. There's no gray. So a malach doesn't understand not listening to Hashem. The concept doesn't exist. Memela says the Chofetz Chaim that if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have given over rain to a malach, forget about it. We would never have rain. Because the malach would always say they're not deserving it. Ain't tzaddik barot asriyasa tevel layechta. There's always averis. Even tzaddikim do averis. And the malach would say, so Hashem decided that the Maftech Geshomim he's not giving to anybody. He's not making any shluchim. It's a mitzvah shebeguf. Hashem is doing this himself. He's not going to put any messengers involved. So Chofetz Chaim says, Al Tzrachmei Shemayim. He goes on to say, same thing later. If you remember, I'm sure you all remember the Gemara, the Mishnah in Shabbos, that there are different averis that a woman does that she could die when she gives birth. Chazal explained, because when a woman is giving birth, her life is in danger. When your life's in danger, there's more of a sakana. Something happening there. Nimoschusim. Zok der Chofetz Chaim, if the delivery would have given over to any malach, that would be it. The woman giving birth would be gone. Because there'll be a kitruk, and there won't be midas rachamim. Same thing. What about Tchis HaMeisim? Tchis HaMeisim, if you look at the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara says when Hashem's going to do Tchis HaMeisim, there's going to be malochim that are going to say, listen, a tzaddik should get Tchis HaMeisim. But the guy's not a tzaddik, why should he get Tchis HaMeisim? And the Gemara says Hashem is Gemalam Etzchus, the guy could have supported Torah, he could have maybe, he didn't learn himself, he helped others learn. The Baruch Hu Lamed Chosin bring people up from the dead. Chofetz Chaim says, if Hashem would have given the key of Tchias HaMeisim to Shliach, the cemeteries would still remain full. So Baruch Hu took these keys himself, so that no, there can't be any kitrik. Can't be a kitrik. I think we could say that there's one condition. There's one condition to have the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be zoichet to this. And that is when we acknowledge that it's the Rabbanu Shlom. If you look in the beginning of Bereishis, it says, Ha'odom ayin lavoides ha'adom. It's a pasuk in Bereishis. It says there was still not a person to work on the land. So Rashi says there was no rain. Rashi says, why was there no rain? Because there wasn't a person here to daven for rain. As I said, Rashi. Odom ayin lavoid ha'adom didn't mean to plow the land or to seed the land or to harvest the land. No. Rashi says, for odom ayin lavoides ha'avoido, Rashi says, L'spalal al ha'gshomim. What does that mean? Hashem created the rain in such a way that only He takes care of it. And He did that out of Rachmei Shemayim, that only He takes care of it. But there's one condition. We have to know it comes from Him. Then even if we're not worthy, we get the rain. We know it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we know it, how do you show it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through tefillah. That's Pshat and Rashi. For Adam, Ayin, Lavid, and Adama, since there was nobody davening for rain, that means there was nobody acknowledging that the rain comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memela didn't come. And it makes so much sense, because the way the Chofetz Chaim is explaining, the whole reason why the Rebbeinu Shem gave over the Mafteach Keshomim, the reason why Hashem gave over the key of rain, only to himself, held on to it, only himself, didn't give it over to Shliach, is because he didn't want there should be a kitrug. So you want to be Zoicha, Hashem should directly support you. Then you have to acknowledge where it's coming from. You have to acknowledge where it's coming from. The Novi, when the Novi comes to Klal Yisrael, the Novi says, Yoda Ashor Koineu V'chamor Evus Polo. The donkey at least knows who's feeding him. The donkey knows where he's eating out of. Yisrael Ami Lo Yoda. That is the biggest kitrug. So in order for us to be Zoicha for these keys, to be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to should be given to us, He should shower us with, we have to acknowledge the Rebbeinu Shlom. Then, Midah K'neged Midah. Kol Zman Yerichoi was in ruins, and everybody had a zikoron that everything comes from Hashem. So even though there was Avodah Zarah around, there was still no V'otzar Asa Shema. The rain didn't stop. The moment we got rid of Yerichoi, and the lesson of Yerichoi, which we explained yesterday, was the lesson that everything comes from Hashem. And I'll tell you deeper than that. Who did they give the outside of Yerichoi? Deish Neshel Yerichoi, you guys remember? Anybody? Who did they give the outskirts of Yerichoi to? The time of Yeshua ben Nun. Nobody? B'nei Yisrael. They got Deish Neshel Yerichoi. Why? Because what was Yisrael's midah that we spoke about many times from Rabbi Yankiv? What was his Shpitz midah? HaKoras HaToiva. The reason why Yisrael refused to let the Jews to be slaves in Mitzrayim, he told Paro, you owe them HaKoras HaToiva. The reason why he was able to be Moshe's father-in-law is because when Moshe saved his daughters, he invited Moshe into his house. HaKoras HaToiva. Yisrael was the king of HaKoras HaToiva. And the Mela, Yerichoi, is supposed to be a city to teach us HaKoros HaTeva. Who did they give the outskirts of Yerichoi to? Children of Yisrael. That's what they gave Israel. The Mela, now that Yerichoi's lesson got destroyed, now already it's Ki'ilu, we can't rely on Mafteicha Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. So Hashem took the key, temporarily gave it to Eliyahu HaNavi. Mida K'neged Mida. Because once we lacked the HaKoros HaToiv, where the rain is coming from, now we lost the mile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly showering us with the bracha. And that would explain why this temporary tkufa, Hashem took the Mafteach and he gave it to Elyonavi. And that was the Chazal that we started with at the beginning. Yesterday, where Chazal say that even though Hashem is the one that's Mechayim Esim, and Hashem is the one that's Moirid Geshem, now the key he gave to Elyonavi. But it makes so much sense, according to the Chavetz Chaim. Because the whole idea that Hashem holds on to that key, because he wants to be able to give us the bracha. But he can only give you the bracha if you acknowledge that it comes from him. If you don't acknowledge it comes from him, you're not saying it to the bracha. Okay.